from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, July 14th. Coming up, it's the summer and schools are searching for silver linings from their COVID school year. We'll look at one pandemic idea that's lasted, summer food programs. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. As the Delta variant of the coronavirus spikes COVID caseloads and hospitalizations in Missouri, Illinois regions near the Missouri border have seen huge jumps in test positivity, too. But as Hannah Meisel reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration is unlikely to reinstate any mitigations to stop the virus's spread.
Epidemiologists say the Delta variant, first identified in India, is much more contagious than previous strains of COVID, and possibly more deadly. Delta is now the dominant strain in the U.S., including Illinois border states, Iowa, and Missouri. Across the river, the southwestern half of Illinois is experiencing rapidly increasing COVID case counts, especially the Metro East. That region is experiencing its highest positivity rate since January. But a spokeswoman for Pritzker says it's highly unlikely the governor will put any region back into mitigations, even if its COVID metrics would have triggered them in the previous phase of the pandemic. 55% of Illinoisans 12 and over are fully vaccinated, and fully vaccinated people are mostly protected from the Delta variant. I'm Hannah Meisel.
State Treasurer Mike Frericks says state lawmakers and Governor Pritzker did a good job in passing a balanced budget this year and need to continue doing so every year. Moody's and S&P Global Ratings both raised their credit rating for Illinois after the governor signed the new state budget last month. During a stop at the Champaign Farmers Market yesterday, Frericks called on the state's leaders to continue their efforts in future budgets.
I think that the General Assembly and the governor continue to work together to live within their means, to take care of our needs here in this state, but to also pay down our debts. I think we continue to see bond rating upgrades.
The Democratic treasurer encouraged leaders to follow the example of his office's Illinois Funds. That's an investment pool for local governments, which receives higher bond ratings than state government as a whole. Frericks says he hasn't decided if he'll run for a third term as treasurer next year, but he says he enjoys his job and will be committed to the duties of his office for the full extent of his current term. After a year's delay due to the COVID-19 pandemic, work has begun on renovating a downtown Urbana hotel that's been closed since 2016. Plans are to rename the former Urbana Landmark Hotel as the Hotel Royer. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The new name honors the hotel's architect, Urbana native Joseph Royer. Haris Purves with Icon Hospitality says the new name is part of their strategy to open an upscale boutique hotel in the nearly 100-year-old building.
We're going to keep the existing structure and keep the existing history to this hotel. We'll really elevate the look, elevate the experience for it.
Urbana Mayor Diane Marlin says the city is ready to reimburse at least $5.2 million of Icon Hospitality's construction expenses, but only once renovations are completed and an agreement secured to open the hotel under the boutique Tapestry Collection by Hilton brand. Purvey says they hope to have the Hotel Royer ready by late 2022. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Rising COVID-19 rates in other states have prompted Chicago to restart a travel order. The move comes after weeks of no travel restrictions and declining infections. The Chicago Department of Public Health announced Tuesday that unvaccinated travelers from Missouri and Arkansas have to either quarantine for 10 days or have a negative COVID-19 test. The restriction goes into effect Friday. Both states have met Chicago's mark of at least 15 daily infections per 100,000 residents. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at a COVID pandemic idea that appears to be gaining traction, even as the pandemic has eased. School summer food programs. That story from Peter Medlin is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's the summer and schools are searching for silver linings from their COVID school year. Peter Medlin takes a look at one pandemic idea that's lasted, a food program that goes through the summer instead of ending when kids leave the building.
Boxes of fresh produce line cafeteria tables inside an elementary school in Amboy, Illinois. Tony Fasig just finished setting up for the summer food program, and families are starting to trickle in.
Good morning. Half a watermelon per family. Do you want Bosco sticks, meal kits, or sweet and sour chicken?
So far, they've been giving out food to 100 kids a week, and the program is growing in the rural school district of around 700 students. Fasig says she thinks a lot of families may not know about the program yet, and others might pass on the groceries because they think other people are in greater need than them.
I've had some mothers go, oh no, we're fine, we haven't lost our jobs, you know, and I'm like, but come in and get a bag of groceries. I mean, it's all fresh produce, and this is all taxpayer funded.
Lisa Moore is a teacher at Amboy who has two kids of her own. She's picking out fresh strawberries and cucumbers. This is the first time that she's been at the free food mart and says her family has struggled a bit more financially because of the pandemic.
It's just kind of was overwhelming when I walked in and how much you can take per child. I'm okay. My husband's job was cut, so he gets like half what he used to. So there's challenges there where you have to pay for a college student.
The number of Americans relying on local food banks increased during the pandemic, and 4 in 10 people using them were doing so for the first time. COVID-19 forced the USDA to expand waivers for the National School Lunch Program last year, which has allowed schools to provide food to more families. Joshua Nichols is the superintendent at Amboy, and he says they saw a real need in their community for a summer food initiative.
There are very few districts that did that, and so it's like, is that okay that we've never done that? Or it kind of bothers me a little bit, you know, I mean, because we have the means to do it and we haven't done it.
Every child is entitled to a full week's worth of food they can pick up every Wednesday around lunchtime. There are no financial qualifications. Kids don't even need to be there when families pick up the food. Lots of parents are working midday on a Wednesday, so they swing by on their lunch or have a babysitting grandparent stop by. Steve is one of those grandparents picking up food with his grandson Mason. Their family has 7 kids between 2 and 12 years old, and Steve says the school's program has been a big help.
It'd be pretty costly to feed 7 kids, you know.
Tony Fasig and the other staff have also been able to deliver food to a few families without transportation. She's the head of the district's kitchens, and she spends time every week curating the produce options.
We just started getting cucumbers, zucchinis, and strawberries offered to us.
Baby carrots are a fan favorite, and she says they have to make sure that they're offering a healthy selection that kids will want to eat.
It's not nutrition until they get it in their tummies.
Food isn't just going out. It's also coming in from the community. Fasig takes a carton of eggs from one of the middle school custodians.
She raises chickens, and she's always trying to pawn me eggs off. The last week she warned me.
The custodian trades the eggs for a few bags of groceries and a carton of milk.
Can you take a couple of packages of strawberries?
How do you get the strawberry?
You take a couple. You got more than one child. Take a couple of them.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Federal food waivers are continuing through the 2021-22 school year, and that means Amboy and other school districts across the country will be able to offer a similar free lunch program next year, albeit with a few minor restrictions. And as long as the funding is there, school administrators hope they can keep fighting food insecurities as families recover from the financial effects of the pandemic. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies for today with a high of 86 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.